Indian business people are interested in continuing to invest in the Angolan market. These business people have selected the areas of agriculture, production of fertilizers and logistics as their priorities for investment in Angola. This was said by the Indian ambassador to Angola, Vidhu Nai.
From my personal experience in the last 2 years, I've come across many new Indian investors. Some of them already present in Angola, some of them very new from India. They have expressed interest and they have started investing in various areas in Angola, including in agriculture, fertilizer, you know, logistics, hospitality, and various other sectors. So that shows that Angola has a, you know, has a favorable investment climate by and large. But, you know, in every country has its own unique set of challenges, unique set of problems. And Angola is no different. But then the important thing is that the government understands and they accommodate various needs of the foreign investors and they try to address them in an amicable way. And that has been a real positive development. And by and large, as I said, the feedback from the Indian businessmen has been very positive. Some of them have even told me that this is one of the best countries to do business because they've worked elsewhere in Africa. And have experienced far more bitter challenges. But overall, the impression has been that this is a good country to do business.
Vidhu Nair also expects to see Angolan business people to invest in India in the coming years.
But unfortunately, we don't have data about or information about any Angolan company investing in India. It could be partly also because of the fact that our bilateral trade is dominated by India's imports of Angolan oil. Our exports to Angola is far, far more diversified. There are, you know, pharmaceuticals, medicines, foodstuff, automobiles, machinery, etc. But the Angolan exports are largely dominated by oil, crude oil, and to a very less extent, diamonds also. So maybe that's the reason why we don't have any Angolan company that has started operating in India. But I think as our bilateral trade diversifies in future, we will see a lot of Angolan companies operating in India as well, because India is one of the most favored nations for foreign investment. And there are many countries also from Africa who are actively working in India.
That was Indian Ambassador to Angola, Vidhu Nai.